Title: Generative AI and Copyright, Some Recent Denials and Unanswered Questions. Content: The growth of artificial intelligence, AI, and generative AI is moving copyright law into unprecedented territory. While U.S. copyright law continues to develop around AI, one boundary has been set. The bedrock requirement of copyright is human authorship. Given this, it is clear in the U.S., AI alone cannot be an author. This bedrock principle was reinforced in two recent copyright decisions. But unanswered questions abound. For example, how will the Copyright Office address collaborative or joint works between a human and AI? And will this bedrock principle be limited to generative AI, or may it lead to revisiting copyright protection for other technologies where creative decisions are left to machines? On August 18, 2023, the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia affirmed the U.S. Copyright Office's denial of a copyright application for a work created using generative AI due to lack of human authorship. Thaler v. Perlmutter, ITI. Al. In 2019, Stephen Thaler submitted a copyright application for his visual artwork, A Recent Entrance to Paradise, which stated that an AI computer algorithm, the Creativity Machine, created the artistic piece. The Copyright Office denied the application because it lacked the human authorship necessary to support a copyright claim. The application asserted that the work was created autonomously by the machine and listed the machine as the author. Because Thaler acknowledged the work was not human-authored and his claim to the copyright was based only on the fact of his ownership of the machine, the Copyright Office denied his application. In response, Thaler filed a complaint in the district court challenging the denial of his copyright application. Thaler included several new legal theories to suggest that his contribution to the creativity machine, such as his ownership and prompting of the software, would establish a human component of authorship. Thaler raised new issues in his complaint by asserting new facts alleging that he provided instructions and directed his AI to create the work, that the AI is entirely controlled by him, and that the AI only operates at his direction. However, such statements contradicted the application record, which stated that the AI created the work on its own. Because the procedural requirements limited the court's analysis to those facts stated in the record, the court refused to address whether Thaler's involvement was sufficient to meet the human authorship requirement. As such, the court disregarded his claims in its decision to affirm the denial of his copyright application. While the court acknowledged that the Copyright Act was written to intentionally leave open the concept of original work of authorship to adapt to changing norms and technologies developed long after traditional media or writings, it emphasized that the core of copyrightability is human creativity. The court cited several cases supporting its position that while the Copyright Act has developed over time to protect different mediums of work, the works were always created by human authors, artists, and creators. The court refused to dive into the debate of whether non-human sentient beings may be deemed authors, calling it an unnecessary detour in developing the Copyright Act. In response to whether non-human authorship could be covered by the Act, Judge Beryl A. Howell affirmed, in the absence of any human involvement in the creation of the work, the clear and straightforward answer is the one given by the Register: no, where AI alone creates a work, this point seems clear. Shortly following the Thaler decision, another artistic work created with generative AI was denied copyright protection. The Copyright Office denied protection for Jason Allen's science fiction-themed artwork Theater d'Opera Spatial, which he created with an AI tool called Midjourney. The work garnered national attention for being the first AI-generated image to win the 2022 Colorado State Fair's annual fine art competition. Mr. Allen explained that he input numerous revisions and text prompts at least 624 times to arrive at the initial version of the image. In its rejection, the Copyright Office noted that copyright applicants seeking protection for works that contain more than a de minimis amount of AI-generated content must disclaim the AI-generated material. Because